Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you three times a week, and it's obviously not always Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but I'm here to cheer you up, give you the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. At least that's what I'm trying to do, help you find your happiness and get like copacetic with your life, to use an old California word. Hey, man, have you checked out my new book, The Positive Perspective? It's available on Amazon. A few people are picking them up. They picked them up today. It was pretty awesome. I get alerts when people buy books. It's pretty cool. I like it. So if you like that, go head over to Amazon. There's a link in the description, I'm sure. Pick it up, The Positive Perspective. There's all kinds. There's like 31 little short stories. Yeah, hell, you can put it in the bathroom and read it while you're on the john. But it's like a little positive handbook, all right? Anyway, this isn't your normal show. I just had to come down here and talk about some stuff. I'm not going to do any promo on any of the stuff. You guys know all the stuff if you listen to the show. If this is your first time here, share it. If not, then, you know, just do all the good stuff that we're supposed to do. That's what I'm supposed to say. So anyway, but I wanted to come down here and talk about something that was on my mind. And I missed the show yesterday because I've been working on my bathrooms and they're almost done. But it's Some People Are Awakening Are You is the name of the show. And by awakening, what do I mean? That is such a generic term, awakening. People, the great awakening, people are waking up. Let me start from how I think about our existence as human beings here on this planet. All right, this is going to be a little different show. No stories, just me. I think that we are here because we chose to be here at this point in time. And during this, to experience this part of life, okay? I honestly think that we as individuals, we are all individual meat suits here, joined by a collective intelligence. And we're awakening to our power as a collective, slightly. And the thing that scares me a lot, I mean, this really kind of scares me because the more I dig, the more I go down a lot of different rabbit holes to do my research so I can have something to talk about. And plus I'm very interested in what is going on with the world, with humanity. And I'm seeing some really crazy shit going on that I'm like, what are you? This seems unreal. This is so bizarre, whether it's politically, whether it's, nature doing crazy stuff, whether it's whatever it is, people acting as crazy, everything, our whole entire reality has been turned upside down. That, in my perspective, anyway, I don't know about yours, but from the virus to the lockdowns to the government to the switch to the riots to the violence to the hate to so many things that we are bombarded by, so many things now in this physical world that are messing with our heads, that I am mind boggled. I am just blown away at why this is happening. And I really think that I'm okay with a lot of stuff and I can deal with a lot of stuff because I know that I chose to be here to experience this point in time. What is happening, in my opinion, is that people are starting to realize so much truth that has been hidden for hundreds of years. They're starting to realize that there's more to us than the human being. Some people are starting to realize that there is more to us spiritually. There's more to us emotionally than the human being can express. Now, I think, I've heard this from other people, the stuff that I watch and listen to, is that we come from a superior collective intelligence, and we chose to come here, and we came here, we forgot who we were, and our goal while we're here is to remember who we are, or awaken to who we are totally as a consciousness. Now, I know it kind of sounds a little out there because it's hard to fathom. And some of the things, I want you to mark my words right now. I'm not preaching. I'm not predicting the future. But the things that we are going to see in the next year, the next 5 years, the realities that are going to shift, the image of humanity that is going to totally change in such a drastic way that many people will not be able to deal with it. I honestly believe that. Because look at how fast it's escalating. Look at how fast all the crazy shit is going on. Look at how, I mean, even like the talk about printing money. They're printing money. They printed more money in the past 6 months than in the past 100 years. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And everything is just like, what? What? Everything that's happening from the buildings collapsing to fires to floods to assassinations or suicides or whatever to all the stuff that is happening in the world. And every time something happens, we're like, what? It's just like crazier and crazier and crazier. And it's to a point to where something has to break. Something's got to give. And I'm telling you, something is definitely going to give. And I think that what's going to make it give and what's going to change humanity as we know it right now is us becoming awakened to who we are and awakened to the spirituality of our existence. Now that sounds a lot, it can sound out there. You could say, oh God, where's he going on this one? But no, you know, if you just try to change the world from your five senses, from this meat suit that we live in, if you think you're going to change it by that, you're not going to. You're going to change your reality and the energy around you by going past your five senses and actually being in touch and becoming aware of everything around you. Now, I talk about awareness, and I think everybody experiences awareness differently. Becoming aware. Maybe you become aware of somebody who was lying to you, or you become aware of what you're grateful for. And for me, it's different all the time. A lot of times when I go out on my lunch break out behind the place that I work, there's a creek, there's nature, there's trees and grass, and I go out there and there's butterflies and all kind of stuff. And I go out there and I get in touch with nature. I listen to nature. I feel it, and I feel the energy, and I feel like I'm becoming connected to the planet. And I honestly feel that if people would actually realize that everything you see has been manifested from thought, it has come from thought. Everything you see has come from thought. And our existence is created, our life, our physical existence is created from our thoughts. And so what we think about, we bring about. So thinking positive thoughts and thinking happy thoughts and thinking gratitude. I mean, I'm so grateful every day for so much. And it keeps me, you know what? I'm truly, truly happy. And how many people can say that? How many of you could say that you are truly, truly happy? That you smile, that you're happy, that you like to put a smile on somebody else's face, that you... when you're walking through the hall or the office in your office, you see a piece of paper on the floor, you pick it up and throw it away just because it's the right thing to do. Or you hold the door for someone or you, whatever it is, but you do things that make you feel good and happy and positive. And it feeds off of you. The energy radiates out to other people and it's infectious, just like disease. Also, good stuff is infectious as well. So when you are positive and you're emitting that positive energy and that putting out the waveforms of thinking happy thoughts and good thoughts, it's going to filter and infiltrate other people's energy, aura, their air, and they're going to feel your energy and it could change the whole perspective of your day. So realize how much power you have and understand that your beliefs, whatever you believe in your core of hearts, all the way down there, is absolutely true. I don't care what anybody says. What you believe is absolutely true. So let's wake up and realize the power we have in our minds and let this meat suit do its thing, right? Well, that's it. That's a short little show here for, I think it's Tuesday, right? Tuesday morning. I hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't checked out my book on Amazon, please do The Positive Perspective. If you have read it, leave a review over there for me. That helps my ratings and my placement, and that helps me keep this show on the air. Head over to the website, bepositivepodcast.com. Grab some merchandise, leave a review, whatever you want. I appreciate you. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we could all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.